Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. This next series, okay, is on the five signs that someone is jealous of you. And listen, it's going to be like this. I'm going to give you the five signs that someone's jealous of you. However, if you request for more signs, I would do five more signs because there are so many signs and I have real life examples to back them up. I got the quote and receipts. I got the evidence to explain it, and a lot of you relate to it because it's real. It's to do with everyday life situations where people show jealousy towards you. Maybe they are jealous of you. So the first sign is they don't want you to have something, right? They don't want you to have it. They don't want you to have it. And by the way, it's not like they want it. It's just they don't want you to have it. So if you're saying you want to be the best singer, it's not like they want to be even a good singer. They just don't want you to have it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like they want it, but as long as you don't have it, they're happy. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. It's stupid. They don't want it. They don't want it. You know how I know? Because before you wanted to be that person who was a great singer, they didn't want it in the first place. But the second you started saying, I want to be a great singer, I want to be the best singer in the town, in the city, in the world, automatically, you are not allowed to have it. And it's not like they even want it. Do you know how crazy that is? I don't want it, but because you want it, I'm going to make sure you don't get it. And you should know this, right? Majority of people are not aiming for things. Do you understand? Majority of people are not aiming for things. The world, most of it, most of the world, realistically, honestly, truthfully, most of the world are average. Most of the people in the world are average. That's just what it is. It's just what it is. It's very rare to find people who are in great shape physically, in great financial health, in great emotional health, in great psychological health, in great social health, in great spiritual health. It's very rare. It's very rare to find anybody with even four of those things out of six. Even just two. It's very rare to find people who are having those two things out of six, who are improving in those two areas of their lives. It's very rare. And if you do find them, chances are most of those areas, more than two, are improved because the good parts of your life impact the other parts, because the disciplines you used to be good physically, to be good mentally, emotionally, you probably use those disciplines. They will guide you to be good financially, socially, spiritually. You know what I'm saying? So that you influence the others. So if you're good in those two, in just two things, physically and emotionally, you'll probably be good in the other areas, like mentally as well, you know, and socially and spiritually and financially, most likely, because disciplines, they will impact the other aspects of your life. But it's very rare to find anybody with even two or three of those areas on point. So majority of the world is average and they don't want you to go above them. See, it's not like they wanna, see, it's like back to the whole singing scenario. It's, or example, it's not like they wanna be even a good singer. And it's not like they even wanna improve physically, emotionally, or mentally. It's not even like they want it, because majority of the world is average. Majority of the world are average. They're average. That's a fact. Not everybody's successful. Not everybody's great at this thing or that thing. Not everybody is on point. So it's not like they actually want to be good in something. It's just they don't want you to be good at something. It goes back to the whole crabs in a bucket example. They're trying to pull each other down. See, they're not even using each other to climb up. Think, just think, and stay with me and think, yeah? They're not even climbing on each other to get to the top. They just don't want each other to get to the top. Think about it. They're not even being selfish, like, hey, I'm going to use you to be a good singer. I'm going to use you to climb out of the bucket. No, you're just not going to be a good singer. I'm not going to let you be a great singer, period. I'm just not going to let you climb out of the bucket, period. That's crazy. They're not even like, oh, I'm going to be selfish and use you to get to where I want to go to. No, because remember, they don't even want to get to the top. They just don't want you to get to the top. If that is not crazy, I don't know what is. Imagine. It's not like they want to get up there. They just want to make sure you stay down there. That's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. If you're watching my video, you know who I'm talking to. You know I'm talking to. You know who you are. You know who you are. You know who you are. Like I said, I'm going to be giving all these signs with examples, proper examples that you can relate to. Stay tuned for the second sign that someone is jealous of you. You know who you are. But hey, God bless you anyway. God bless you.